Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Yes, I have a new claimant to transfer over here for the depo claim. Her first name is Yolanda, last name Brownlee.
Thank you. And can you confirm her phone number for me? Is it
yes, 662 769-0010.
0010. Thank you so much. I'll take it from
no
here.
No problem.
Thank you. Hello, Yolanda?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy Reese. How are you today?
I'm okay. How about you?
Good. Thank you for asking. And I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And let me just fill this out. Now, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, Ms. Brownlee?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter? But most importantly, Ms. Brownlee, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And ma'am, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Hold on 1 second. I lost you for a second.
Okay. How about now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I should tell you that sometimes on these transfer calls, the audio quality is poor. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine now, yeah.
Okay. 662. Is that California?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Ah, that was a long ways off on that one, wasn't I? Okay. The reason I say that is I'm going to send you, just in case, I'm going to send you a text message that has my contact information in it.
Okay.
So if we should become disconnected, I will call you. I'll hang up and call you immediately back. But the number on my desk is different than the line they have you on. I've given you my direct line there on the text. Okay,
okay,
ma'am? Thank you. Now, before I lost you, sorry about that. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And ma'am, do you remember the date of your diagnosis?
June 17th of 04, 2004.
Yes, ma'am. Those are kind of days you'll never forget, I bet.
Oh.
Yes. And young lady, what is your date of birth, please?
February 28th, 1974.
Okay. Now, just to confirm those two dates, your diagnosis date was June the 17th of 2004, and you were born on February 28th of 1974.
Yes.
Now, do you mind, this is a little off script, but were you actually born on the 28th, or were you born on the 29th and they call it the 28th? I'm just curious.
No, everybody asked me that. I was actually born on the 28th.
But you do get asked that, don't you? Yes.
All the time. My dad, to this day, and I'm 50 years old, my dad thinks I'm a leap year baby. I'm like, sir, I'm 50. I've been the 28th my whole life.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And ma'am, as I mentioned to you, I did send you my name and phone number. Please feel free to pass that on to anybody you know that also wants to talk about this claim.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Now, did you use the brand name contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes. As far as I know, it was the Depo side is what we called it.
Yes, ma'am.
It was Depo Provera.
Yes, ma'am. The generic is actually called something else, so you're pretty safe in saying that it was the Depo, because if that's what they were calling it,
yeah,
the generic version has a different name to it.
No, it was Depo.
Okay. And did you use Depo for at least 1 year?
I did.
Okay. And now, within any one of those years, but before you got diagnosed with cancer, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections within a year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, did you use Depo Provera between the dates of January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And when, to the best of your memory, when did you first start using Depo? Well, you know you got diagnosed on 6/17/04, right?
I'm sorry.
No, well, go think about your diagnosis date, because that's usually when you stopped, right?
Right. So I started taking it March of 2000.
Okay. So you took it for almost 4 years then.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the beginning of March when you first started taking it? If you had to pick a day, what day would you pick?
I would say maybe around the 10th.
Okay. So March 10th. So March 10th of what year did you think? 2000. Okay. Thank you. And then you stopped taking it. It was probably around your diagnosis date, but you tell me, because your diagnosis date was 6/17/04. So when did you get your last depo shot?
I stopped May of 2004.
Okay. Would that have been at the beginning?
Yes, I would say, yeah.
Okay, if you had to pick a day, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th?
We'll just say the 3rd.
Thank you, ma'am. Of 2004, correct?
2004, mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And will you please, this is for the form, will you please spell your first name for me, Ms. Brownlee?
Yes, sure. YOLANDA.
Thank you. And your last name, please?
Brownlee, B as in boy, ROWNANCLEE.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there any suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. Once in a while, I'll get a female that tells me there is. It really happens. Now, Ms. Brownlee, I have ybrownlee74@gmail.com. Is that your best email address?
Yes.
And then for your phone number, 662-769-0010?
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone?
It is.
And do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Either.
Okay. And do you have a particular day, time of the day that you like to be contacted, ma'am?
Mid-morning.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
1948 Mount, and you can just put MT,
mm-hmm.
Olive Road.
Olive?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Road, and that's in Starkville. S is in Sam, T is in Tom. ARK, B is in Victor, ILLE.
Thank you, ma'am. Now,
Mississippi.
For me to verify the spelling of Mississippi, I would have to sing it to you, okay? So I'm not going to do it, but
okay,
I've got it.
Okay, you want me to spell it out?
No. Don't bother.
Okay.
I'm teasing. You know
okay.
The song, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So do I, ma'am. Okay. It doesn't look like, but is there any apartment number to that?
No.
Actually, it looks very rural, very nice where you're at.
Oh, yeah, it's very rural.
I like that. We're in the city here. It's crazy. Okay, now, do you remember your doctor's name?
Which one?
Well, start with who diagnosed you.
Okay.
And I can help a little bit. Let me start. Let me try it this way. Because this will help. What was the facility you got diagnosed at? Where did you go and got diagnosed?
I went to the University of Mississippi Medical Center, Grenada.
Okay, bear with me. Because there's a few campuses for that. MISSISSIPPI. Yeah, I'm singing to myself, okay? Grenada. Okay, University Hospital.
Her name was, you may see it, Dr. Karen Plunkett.
How do you spell her last name, or do you know?
P as in Paul, LUNKETT.
Oh, like the football player. Okay. And when you went to Grenada, was that on Advent Avenue?
It was on...
Well, it's 960 J.K. Avent Drive in Grenada, Mississippi. And they got a big picture of the hospital. Now, you may know it as a different street, but that could be their mailing address.
Yes, it was 960 J.K. Avent Drive.
That's it. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just doing some copying and pasting. We found it all. including phone number and everything. They got good reviews too, your hospital.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, actually, it's not even in the city where I live. So it was a drive, not too bad of a drive, but.
Well, when you live in the country, dare I say it, but you got to drive places, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, believe it or not, where I grew up when I was a kid, it was the city, but it changed. The city caught up with it. Now, prior to you getting the meningioma, had you had any cancer diagnosis prior to that?
No.
And then, ma'am, who was Dr. Plunkett, the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay, let me just copy and paste all this then. Same facility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Makes it real easy to move it down here. Thank you for that. Again, I'm so sorry you had to go through this, but by participating in the claim, you may help other young ladies not have to go through this.
Yeah, for sure.
So I really mean that. Thank you for that. Okay. Now, did Dr. Plunkett prescribe you any medications, anything like that?
No medication was prescribed.
Okay. And let me see something here. Did you, no pain meds, no nothing?
No, I just did the, I never said this word right, craniotomy surgery.
Okay, so you did have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. So they took the tumor out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you poor thing.
And then, well, you know, they have to remove like a piece of your skull and.
I do know that.
To your brain, yeah.
I do know
and
that.
And then that's... I followed up with some radiation after that.
Okay. They removed the meningioma then.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And you did all that without any pain pills.
If I took anything, I do not remember them giving me anything. I just remember the surgery and then the radiation.
Okay. And was that Dr. Plunkett that prescribed the surgery to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hang on. And so
now she didn't do the radiation.
That's okay.
But,
who did the radiation? Do you know?
His name was Dr. Morgan, Dennis Morgan, an oncologist.
I'm just going to put that in here. It didn't actually ask for it, but the more that we can put in, the better for your case. He's an oncologist. Thank you. See, the way these work, these aren't civil claims, meaning that in a civil claim, let's say that hypothetically, let's say that the jury awarded or the courts awarded $100. You guys all split that $100. Everybody ends up with a dollar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how these torts work. These torts work based on individual injury. And boy, you got a lot here, young lady. I don't mean that in a negative way, but I see this. I see these all day long. And I hope that, you know, I hope that just some sort of settlement can make up for what you had to go through, because I bet it was scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have cancer that runs heavy in my family, both sides, not nothing of the brain, but just seeing them go through that was a lot. And then to have to go through it yourself.
Yeah, boy. And that kind of hit you too. So I'm going to put your oncologist down here. He would have been the one, and what I'm getting at is during, now did that also take place there at Grenada?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm getting at is if there were any medications or anything, he would have given them to you, probably through IV. I'm pretty sure you had an IV when you were getting those surgeries, but were you awake?
Oh, no.
All right. So, sorry. I know. I just had to ask. So any medications that you would have been administered there at the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's put that then. And these hospitals generally have a pharmacy there on site as well.
They do. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. you for that. Okay. And then, okay, you've done good. I've got both your doctors, Dr. Morgan and Dr. Plunkett, in here. And now, do you have a copy of your medical records, or can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist?
They exist. You'll be able to get them from, like, from that hospital.
Okay. Now, if we need assistance in obtaining those medical records, you'd be able to help us as well. But now, we're going to try it first. But if so, you'd be able to send them to us both electronically or mail if needed.
Yes.
Okay. Now, for pulling your medical records, what is your Social Security number? Let me scroll back up. I'll have to have that to get your records.
Oh, I hate giving it out over the phone.
I'm so sorry, but you know I need it for those records, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, can I just try to get them?
Well, the attorneys, here's the thing. If the attorneys are unsuccessful in getting them, of course they're going to ask you, but it always is better if the attorneys pull these records yourself. Now, we are on a secured line, and my lines are recorded, and I did text you my contact information. If you want to take a second, if you want to take it a second and put my name into Google, you're more than welcome to do so. I'll tell you where I live. I live in Corona, California.
No. It's not you. I just have this thing where I just never give out, like, that kind of information over the phone. I've always been like that. I'm sorry.
Please make an exception, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'd hate to see you miss out on this claim, because it's the only way. And I'll tell you right now, you give me that, let me tell you the other questions I'm going to ask you. I already have a firm. I already have an attorney for you. It's Pulaski. It's Pulaski followed by four other names. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give you their phone number. I'm going to give it to you in advance. Hold on. Because these are your attorneys, and they will be representing you in this case. So bear with me. Let me go back up. And I have several different ones. But I don't mind you going on to Google and looking me up. I know it's not that.
No, it's not that. It's just something I've never done.
Let me tell you this. I'm older than you. I'm 65 years old, and I had a problem with all this electronic and everything taking over the world. But unfortunately, that is the way it is. I hate to say it like that. If you'd feel more comfortable, you could text me the last four, maybe give me the first six now, and then text me the last four, and I won't read them over the phone. Why don't you try that?
I just had some fraud that was done on my social, so that's why. Not just had it, but I've had it before, so that's what made me kind of weary about doing that.
I understand.
Can you give me a second?
Okay.
Can you call me back in like 5 minutes? Or let me just, I have to talk to my husband first, because it's something we never do.
No, that's fine. Do this, though. Confirm with me you got my text messages.
Okay, hold on one second. Yes.
I really... Randy Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. Mm-hmm. And I'll gladly give you a call back in 5 minutes. But what I was going to tell you is, please don't let this slip away from your hands. And if you guys have any questions about the validity, you could just text me your social. I won't read it to you over the phone. I'll just tell you that I got it. But you can go to Google and look me up. I live in Corona, California, and I hate to tell you this, but Google has my home address and home phone number on there. I truly wish they didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
But they do. So that's
not you. I don't want you to think it's you. It's not you. It's just
right.
Kind of like a personal thing.
But we are on a secure line, and like I say, if you want to split it up and like give me four on the phone or six on the phone and text me the last four, whatever way you guys are comfortable. Now, you want 5 minutes?
Give me 5 minutes and call me back, or I can call you back either way.
Okay, I'll call you back. I'll call you on my 949 number. That'll also assure you that you know who I am.
Okay, sounds good.
That's the
number
for my desk. And do me a favor, I'm going to leave this line here open so you could go ahead and hang up. Otherwise, they'll put other calls into me, so I got to leave this line here. You go ahead and hang up. I'm not going to hang up on that line on my end. I will be calling you from my 949-688-6436. That's my desk.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'll call you in 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You got your piece.